You're standing in a section of the Aga Khan Museum's permanent collection gallery that focuses on the arts of Iberia from a period when that region was the home base of various Muslim dynasties between the 8th and 15th centuries. The expansion of the early Islamic Empire in the 7th and 8th centuries established Arabic culture and the Muslim faith across a vast territory. However, this was just one distinct cultural stratum in societies that were culturally multi-layered. At the Islamic Empire's westernmost point in Iberia, known as Al-Andalus in Arabic, a multi-confessional society of Muslims, Jews, and Christians gave rise to a vibrant period of coexistence and cultural creativity whose legacy remains an important touchstone for us today. An object that encapsulates the pluralism of Al-Andalus is the small circular device located in the case, known as an astrolabe. Invented in the 2nd century BCE, the astrolabe is a multi-purpose tool that calculates the altitude of known celestial bodies above the horizon. With this information, one can identify stars or planets, determine one's position on Earth, and calculate local time. Classical and medieval astrolabes often contain multiple plates or disks correlated to different major cities that can be substituted for one another to establish such calculations for different localities. Adapted and perfected by Muslim scientists, astrolabes could also be used for navigation in long-distance trade over land and sea, as well as determining Qibla, or the direction of Mecca, in order to perform prayers. The 10th century Persian astronomer Abdul Rahman al-Sufi described over 1,000 uses for the astrolabe. This particular example was produced in the city of Toledo in Al-Andalus during the 14th century and is a particularly fine example of metalworking. It contains four plates correlating to the cities of Mecca, Jerusalem, Algiers in the present-day North African country of Algeria, and Reims, France. The museum's astrolabe is also extremely rare, insofar as its various plates contain inscriptions in three alphabets, Latin, Arabic, and Hebrew, testifying to its production and ownership by members of different communities. It appears that the original maker of the object added the Latin inscription, perhaps suggesting that he was a Christian. Later, an Andalusian Arab named Mas'ud left his name on the object, along with the Arabic inscriptions. By the time of his work, much of Iberia would have fallen under Christian rule. He would therefore have been a Mudéjar, the word used for Muslims who remained in Iberia after the Christian Reconquista. However, he may have been the one to add a plate correlating to Algiers, suggesting that he planned to relocate across the Mediterranean. Less can be determined about the maker responsible for the final set of inscriptions on three of the astrolabe's four plates, where the latitudes are scratched on their rims in Hebrew characters, though it's almost certain that this person was Jewish. Today, the coexistence of Muslims, Jews, and Christians in medieval Al-Andalus is known by the Spanish term convivencia, and it has become emblematic of the values of pluralism and diversity that the Aga Khan Museum celebrates through its collections and programs. However, it's important to keep in mind that this period was incredibly complex. And while there were moments of social harmony, there were also moments of great discord, including persecutions and rebellions. Nonetheless, the symbolic value of Andalusian art and learning remains an important and idealistic reference point for those who aspire to envision a better world. When you're ready, please make your way to the next object on this diversity tour, a Quran manuscript made on the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. The object is located in the long perpendicular case on the opposite side of the large central platform in the second permanent collection gallery behind you.